presenting Orson Welles as the Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lime. The fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man, with zither music by Anton Kara.
The hyacinth is a flower. A rum swizzle is a drink. And the Panama Canal, let's face it, is a ditch. This story begins with a drink and ends with a flower. There are also a couple of very cute babes involved in the proceedings. They are mainly for decoration, however. Basically, this is a tale about what almost happened to the ditch. So hold on tight, my children. Your Uncle Harry is taking you for a nice ride on his magic carpet.
And now, Orson Welles as Harry Lime, the Third Man, in Hyacinth Patrol.
We're off to the canal zone. Notice, please, that despite wartime improvements and sanitation, an air of fetid decay hangs heavy over this whole area. On this particular trip, the air is even more than normally loaded with danger and tension. Why? We wonder. I decide to lay over for a night in Cristobal. Find me an air-cooled hotel, I take me a shower, and then off to a bar for one of those rum swizzles. Let's pick the most popular of all the hot spots in town while I'm about it. A bistro with the charming name of Tomaine Joe's. Okay, we're in Tomaine Joe's now. The air is hot, sticky, and pulsing with a majority of the baser of the human emotions. But since I need something tall, cool, with an emphatic flavor of rum, I take my life in my hands and push my way up to the bar.
Well, well, how's the little flower tonight?
May I get through, please?
Little flower, is it? Let's see how you're like a blossom when you're right,
buddy. Excuse me,
gee, mister, I never meant to slug
you. Oh, that's all right.
I was aiming for my pal here.
You all right, sir?
Or let me count my teeth first.
You won't report us to the MPs, will you, mister? I never meant to touch you.
I'd be the last one to report anything, Sergeant.
Well, the least I can do is buy you a drink. They say one of Joe's zombies will kill you or cure you.
Well, really, it's very
Come
nice
on, let's
matter.
Grab a seat. Look, there's somebody leaving a table. Quick.
Well, but you don't need to feel obliged just because...
we made it.
...sock me in the kitchen.
You sit right down and... What do you have?
Well, make it a rum swiggle, Sergeant.
Hey, Joe!
Yeah?
A rum swizzle for me friend here. Top out another beer for me.
Coming up, Joe.
Now we can chin it, peace. What's your tag, pal?
My name? Well, it's,
Me, I'm Tiger Dolan. You ever heard of me 2-3 years back?
Dolan, I don't believe that I...
Most promising young middleweight in the fight game. That's what they called me. What'd you say your tag was?
Harry Lime.
You know, you got a pretty good jaw yourself. Of course, that punch I tossed in your direction didn't show half what I could do.
I'm glad of that, old man.
Here's your poison, gents.
Thanks, Joe. Here you are.
Allow me. After all, I should do something for the good of the country.
Yeah, but... Well, okay, thanks. Here's looking at you.
Cheers. You know, Tiger, you'd better do something about that red hair of yours.
What do you mean?
It gets you into too much trouble.
I get it. I used to keep my fighting for the ring, Harry. But since Hero shoved me into the Hyacinth Patrol...
Who shoved you into what?
The Hyacinth Patrol. Hero is the louse sitting over at that corner table with my girl Lola.
Lola? Lola. It was like looking into the face of the jungle itself. Looking at Lola. She was lush, magnificent, and waiting. Her eyes were insolent, her mouth voluptuously curving and cruel. Her hair the dark red of aging blood. You see what I mean? She met my gaze, slowly smiled, and then...
Hey, Harry, ain't you listening to me?
Yes.
I was doing all right with Lola until Nugent moved in. That guy's fouled me up ever since boot camp, Harry.
How do you mean?
Ross Nugent's his name. Thinks he's a boxer. He learned to throw his fists around in military school, I guess. I beat the tar out of him in a camp out once. He's hated me ever since.
Tell me, does Lola work here at Tomaine Joe's?
No, just drops in now and then.
Oh.
I almost busted with joy when they transferred me to Panama. Studied, worked like mad. Looked like I was going to make one of the gun crews. Then Lieutenant Nugent was transferred here. To my outfit. He details me to the Hyacinth Patrol.
Old man, just what is this Hyacinth Patrol that raises your gorge?
It's a stinking flower detail, that's what it is. Clearing water hyacinths out of the channel so they won't foul up ships or breed malarial mosquitoes.
Just for the moment, old man, let's forget the lieutenant and concentrate on beauteous Lola. Hmm?
She's no better than him.
Old man, your hyacinth's happy. In Lola, I detect a vast improvement over your lieutenant or indeed almost anyone else. I smiled at Lola. She returned the courtesy with interest. Lieutenant Nugent caught our pleasant little interchange and frowned.
Oh, what's the matter, Lola? Am I boring you?
Why? What do you mean, Ross, darling?
Isn't one man at a time enough, or do you constantly play the field?
Ross!
Who's the man with Dolan?
Why, I don't know.
Is that why you smiled at him?
Really, Ross, if I hadn't smiled at you when I was with Tiger one night, we might never have met.
Oh, yes, we would. You'd seen to that.
I don't have to sit here and put up with that.
You sit here and like it. Joe. Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
Come over here.
What are you going to do?
Wait and see.
Yeah, Lieutenant. Anything wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. See that red-headed sergeant sitting over there with that other fella?
Tiger? Sure.
Throw him out.
Oh.
Well, I don't know, Lieutenant. They're... been behaving them and...
You want your place listed as out of bounds?
No, no, sir, no, only I...
Throw them out. They've been annoying the lady.
Ah, here comes Joe. You ready for a refill, Harry?
Not just at the moment, Tiger, old man. This swiggle is swiggling very nicely. What about you?
I never turned down a small beer. Helps drown a darn hyacinth.
I'm very sorry, gentlemen,
I'm
but
the
I...
one that's sorry, Joe. Look, fresh out of beer. Rustle me up another one.
No, I must ask you to leave.
What's that?
You're disturbing the peace and...
We're disturbing the what?
There have been complaints, Tiger, and...
About us? From who?
The lieutenant over there.
Your friend Nugent.
That's all, brother.
Hold on there, Sergeant. Hold on. You're getting out.
In my own good time, pal. First, I'm going to have a word with the lieutenant.
Now, just wait a minute now, sir.
Come on, boys.
Take your hands off of me.
Oh, so you want to leave the hard way, eh?
Three hours and eight bars later, I was ready to call it a night. By now, Tiger Dolan and I were bosom buddies, and we'd arranged to meet on the morrow, being Sunday. Looking forward to a shower and peaceful slumber, I let myself into my room, switched on the light and electric fan, and... Well.
It isn't very nice to keep a lady waiting, Mr. Lyme.
Well, especially as the lady is known as Lola. Well, where's the lieutenant? Hiding under the bed?
Now, you're not very nice twice.
Am I supposed to be flattered that you not only learned my name, but also went into my room?
You want me to go?
If you don't mind, old girl, you're Danger with a capital D, and I'm Tired with a capital T.
But you do forgive me.
For being dangerous? That, among other things. And now, good night, Lola. Hmm?
Well, if you want it that way, want to see me tomorrow?
Silly girl, why bother me with unnecessary questions? Where?
At my place. 23 Villano. When?
Oh, darkish, about 8. Hmm?
Okay, Harry. Good night.
Night, Lola.
I'll be waiting, Harry.
Lola!
Why? Tiger!
Oh, Tiger,
Harry, what's
boy.
She doing here?
Well, we'll take that up in due time, Sergeant. Come on in. I don't intend to be thrown out of this place.
I'm asking you, Lyme, what's she doing here?
Well, I found her waiting when I came in.
Why?
Well, that I wouldn't know. Now, what's your problem?
I don't know as if I want to tell you now.
Oh, come on, Tiger. We're buddies, remember?
I thought we were. The minute I turn my back, you're after my girl.
Wrong. She came after me, but Louis the Louse was ahead of me. Don't forget that, Tiger boy.
Yeah, Nugent. That's why I came here, Harry.
Can't we forget the lieutenant just for tonight?
No, look, I heard something about him. Something I never believed even he'd be low enough to do. Now, you gotta listen, Harry. This is important. I think Nugent is working for the enemy.
Yes, Better go on the wagon tomorrow, old boy. No more small beers for you.
Look, I'm not kidding. A friend of mine just told me. She came into town from the swamps to tell me.
She? I thought you were grieving over Lola. Why, Tiger boy, you rascal.
Will you listen? Rita lives near the old French Channel. She's seen our spit-and-polished lieutenant going to old Jibber's cabin. How do you like that?
Not too well. Tell me about it tomorrow, Tiger.
Tomorrow's too late. That's why I'm telling you now. I want you to go out there with me first thing in the morning.
To the swamps? My dear old Tiger, why the swamps?
To Rita's shack. She'll tell you the whole story.
Rita? But why me? If Nugent is an enemy agent, which I strongly doubt, Tiger boy, shouldn't the facts be delivered to the proper authorities?
I gotta get proof before moving in. Don't you see, pal? If I reported Hero, and the story should be phony, well, you can throw the book at me. You gotta come with me.
If I say yes, old man, will you leave me alone now? I want to go to bed.
Until 6 a.m.
Okay, 6 a.m. Okay, Tiger boy, I'll go to the swamps with you and listen to Chloe.
Her name is Rita.
Chloe Rita. It's still going to be 6 a.m. Hold on, Tiger. What if Nugent should be an enemy agent?
Then we'll be in it up to our necks, Harry. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a couple of medals on our chests.
Or bullets in our gizzards. Get out of here, Tiger boy. I've got an appointment with Lola.
How's that?
In my dreams, Tiger. After all, a man can dream, can't he? That is, if he can ever get to sleep.
Orson Welles returns in just a moment as the third man. Orson Welles as the third man continues with The Hyacinth Patrol.
Me, I've never been partial to swamps. Swamps are damp, dismal, swampy sort of places with all sorts of nasty and poisonous things flying about and slithering around. This particular swamp was no exception. In the dingy hours at dawn, Tiger laboriously rowed us through something that was half mud, half glue, except for those cursed water hyacinths.
That's Rita now. She is coming. Just around this next bend, Harry, we'll be there.
If your friend heard his coming, it follows that everybody else in the neighborhood has. Isn't such a place as this somewhat public for enemy agents?
Don't believe me, do you?
I'm humoring you for the sake of our old friendship, Tiger boy.
Then wouldn't you be surprised if the story was true? I couldn't think of a better way of getting back at Hero. That'd be a payoff to end all payoffs.
Speaking of payoffs, old man, there's one dead ahead, standing on that small dock. It was Rita. And as Lola had been all jungle, this small, dark Panamanian girl with glowing black eyes and fawn-like grace was whatever loveliness that a dawn in the swamplands could ever hold. She had the quality of, well, how shall I say it, of just being hatched from some magical prehistorical egg, blossoming from an age of ooze and monsters into a new young world. To put it succinctly, Rita was quite some tamale.
She is your friend, Tiger?
You bet, Rita. True blue all the way.
Come this way, please, where no one can see us.
She led us up a path that oozed under my feet and into the shack. It was bare, spotlessly clean, and alone. But on the wooden table in a milk jar, hyacinth bloomed.
I do not go to Cristobal often, Mr. Lime. Only to meet Tiger now. He buys me ice cream. We go to a cinema.
Yeah, it's quite a change of pace for our boy.
I do not understand.
Oh, it's unimportant, Rita. Go on.
Before I met Tiger, I might never have noticed an officer like Lieutenant Nugent. Or I should say, I would not have noticed anything strange about his visits to Gibber. I would not have thought anything about them, one way or another.
Then there's this Gibber.
Yeah,
what about him?
Loony.
He has lived in the swamp as long as I can remember. I grew up knowing that Gibber was not quite right in the head. We have a saying here, Mr. Lyne. Such people as Gibber have too much swamp water in their bodies. It reaches their brains. It is bad.
Well, there are more liquids than swamp water that are bad for the brain, honey.
See, usually, such people are kind, like children, but Gibber never was. He was always alone. Never had a friend, not even a dog, until Lieutenant Nugent.
You see, Harry, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, even so, this strange friendship doesn't necessarily prove there's anything dirty afoot, Tiger. Maybe Nugent has hidden qualities. Maybe he's befriended this old man out of the kindness of his heart. You see what I mean?
You believe that?
No, I'm afraid I don't. How long does Nugent usually remain at Gibbers?
1, maybe 2 hours.
Does he have to row there, too?
No, Gibbers' cabin is landlocked. Hmm. You can walk there in 30 minutes. I'll first see the lieutenant when I'm looking for watercress. Next time I hide and watch, because I know Tiger does not like you.
Well, what do you think, Harry?
Much as I hate to say it, I think we ought to visit this Gibber individual, Tiger Boy.
No?
Good heavens, no. These things are done by easy stages. As for our next move, into the boat, pick up the oars, my hearty, and row. Row me back to civilization. So the story was true. At least it looked that way. Certainly Nugent's visits to an obscure swamp half-wit were pretty suspicious. I went to 23 Villano that evening for my rendezvous with Lola and to ask a few questions, but as I stepped up on the porch, I happened to glance in through the bamboo screen.
I'm warning you, Lola, quit nagging me.
Nagging you? That is a laugh. The way you talk to me, you think I was your wife. Just because I ask a simple question...
None of your business where I'm going tonight. Does that answer it?
Definitely. You're going up toward the old French channel again to see your pal, Gibber.
Shut up.
But you're not only seeing Gibber, are you? Any old time Ross Nugent would waste his time in a swamp with an old man when there is a pretty girl nearby. Don't try to fool me, lover boy. You're just as interested in that Rita girl as you are in Gibber. Stay away from her. Or I might tell what I know and...
One word from you about my visits to Gibber's cabin and I'll...
No, Ross. I won't say anything. I promise. I only said I would because I'm so crazy jealous over you. Believe me, darling. Please believe me.
Somehow, one sensed a deal in the making. But before going out to the business, I picked up my automatic at the hotel and started the old French channel. I'd gotten in directions on how to reach Gibber's cabin. I made the mistake of using Rita's cabin as a landmark. I thought I saw her flitting in the shadows as I passed near the place, and a familiar voice sounded.
Is that you, Harry?
Yes, Tiger Boy, it's me.
Well, what are you doing up here?
It is most dangerous, senor, for a turista to wander in the swamp at night. You might get lost.
Yeah, I knew where I was going, Rita. As a matter of fact, I was going to Gibber's.
Gibber's?
Yes.
Without me?
Well, I thought it best, Tiger Boy. Might not be good for you to get involved. I haven't anything to lose.
You think I have? I wouldn't miss out on being in at this kill for anything.
I come too?
No, no, Rita. You stay here and keep the swamp fires burning till we get back.
And if we don't come back in 2 hours, you know what to do, baby.
See, Tiger, I'll do like you told me.
What's all this?
Well, it's just in case of trouble, Harry. Not that I'm expecting any, but just in case. Still can't figure out why you was coming here alone, Harry.
No, Tiger.
If I hadn't been visiting Rita tonight, you could have got yourself into trouble.
Don't concern yourself about me, Tiger.
Looking for swamp spirits, Fox?
Gibber.
Yeah, who are you?
We're friends, Gibber. We've come to talk to you.
Oh, night ain't for talking, friends. Too many spirits about. You come back after sunup, then I'll talk to you.
No, we want to talk now, Gibber.
Well, we won't take much of your time, Gibber. You see, we...
time don't mean nothing to me, friend. Days come and go and get swallowed up by the night.
All right, Gibber. You can bring him in now.
Nugent!
Come on, get in, friend.
Tiger Boy. It appears that the hunters have walked into their own trap.
Search them, Gibber. I'll keep them covered.
Okay. Hold on, you two.
You won't get away with us, Nugent.
I seem to be doing all right, though.
Tiger gave us the usual beat-up cliche of the circumstance, Lieutenant. We must forgive him. His mind is somewhat limited.
Huh? You're Harry Lyne. I've made it my business to learn your background.
And you should know I might prove helpful to you.
You've gone nuts.
You don't know who you're tied up with, Dolan. Lime has more crimes to his credit than I'll ever have.
Well, they all pale beside your hidden profession, Nugent, old boy. You're in a position to serve your adopted country very well, aren't you?
I think so.
Let me get at the guy.
They'll make a move, Dolan.
I got their guns, Lieutenant.
Very well. Bring them inside the shack. Light the candle.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Well, this is cozy.
Of all the guys in the world, I have to ask for help. It's got to be you.
No, sorry,
my usual luck.
So,
You suspected me all along.
Yes,
you're a rat.
Tiger gave me the lead, Lieutenant. I intended coming here alone tonight. I had something I wanted to talk to you about. Now, about my proposition,
Lieutenant. It won't work, Klein.
I beg your pardon?
I said it won't work. Oh, no. I don't need you. You'd be dangerous. You and Dolan will be liquidated tonight.
Hmm. Well, in my case, at least, isn't that a bit drastic?
Not at all. But knowing as much as you do, you'd be interested in this.
Hey, a secret room. Behind that phony wall.
Complete with telegraphic equipment and operator. All very cloak and dagger.
All very efficient, Lyon. At the moment, the operator is sending a message to our carrier, miles out at sea, alerting the robot planes to bomb the Gatton Dam.
Gatton?
Tonight.
At least our visit was timely.
But it'll be your last visit any place. Hey, Lieutenant?
Never mind the comments, Gibber. Go get the weights ready for our inquisitive friends here.
Your bombing got tongue. That'll jam up the whole canal.
Exactly. Get going, Gibber.
Yes, sir.
Just what are your plans for us, Lieutenant?
Dolan is on the Hyacinth patrol. I thought I'd drop you and him into the channel so you could observe their route formations at close range.
The old lime lock was definitely running out. Definitely. The two-hour limit we'd given Rita's no good. We'd be counting those hyacinth roots long before she summoned whatever aid Tiger had dreamed of. I idly wondered if my past life would march before me as I sank beneath the scum. I listened to the chattering of the telegraph key as it talked to the enemy carrier, and then...
Got the weights down by the boat, Lieutenant. Can put them on these fellas when they're down there.
All right, Jibber. You gentlemen will excuse me if I don't go down to the boat with you. I have business here. Jibber and the others will see to it that you get a good launching.
If there's any justice anywhere, you drop dead right now, Nugent.
Sorry, can't oblige you, no. Happy Hyacinth.
Why, you...
Hey, stop it! Foster!
The automatic warning signal. Someone's coming. Close the wall. Douse the light.
Make a break for it, Harry.
Don't tell me what to do, you
double-crosser. Don't try to sneak out, Dolan or Lime. I'm at the door with a gun.
Ahoy! You in there, Sergeant Dolan?
The Hyacinth Patrol!
What?
Come in and get us, buddies!
The Hyacinth Patrol gathered more than blossoms that night. Nugent and the other enemy agents were rounded up, the whole canal zone alerted for attack, the enemy carrier found and destroyed, and all because little Rita went for aid the moment we started for Jibber's cabin. I didn't see Tiger Dolan for a few days, and then...
I can't tell you how sorry I am thinking what I did about you, Harry.
Oh, forget it, Tiger boy. After all, how are you to know I was just trying to play for time?
Those brass hats, guess they buttered you up plenty, huh?
Yes, yes. Very embarrassing. As a rule, the authorities aren't quite as cordial.
You know, they're creating the Hyacinth Patrol of the Air to guard the canal.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I made the gun crew in one of them.
Well, good for you, Tiger Boy.
All because of you, Harry. You know, I never had a friend like you.
Oh, yes, I would have done it for anyone, Tiger Boy.
So, look, would you be best man at our wedding?
I beg your pardon?
Rita wants you, too.
Well, I'm sorry, old boy, but I'm taking the next ship out.
Are you kidding? It's in the lock now.
Well, then I'm on it. Goodbye, Tiger Boy. Happy hunting. Happy Hyacinth. And happy honeymoon.
Harry Lime returns in just a moment. We close this story with a very pretty and sentimental tableau, with yours truly on the deck of a departing ship waving goodbye to the young couple, Rita and Tiger Boy. Sort of sad, me all alone on the boat,
going mournfully off into the sunset. But the fact is, I wasn't leveling with you. The fact is, I wasn't alone. The lady's name, you may remember, was Lola. I persuaded her, without having put up much of an argument, that the big ditch with all its hyacinths wasn't really worthy of her charms. What happened after that is another story which old Uncle Harry will be glad to give you in full some other time. Goodbye now.